55 BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223 BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we bear witness there is no God but one. There is no God with him. There is no God beside him. And there will never be another God but him. We honor God on today. We thank the Lord. This is none other than Elder Danny Purnell of Alexandria, Louisiana, Latter Rain Pentecostal Church, 305 Robert Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. We're just excited about God on this morning. We're excited about God's people. We're excited to know that this is the season in which the Spirit of the Lord is still yet ruling and reigning. Certainly we do give honor to God once again. This morning, I want to call your attention to the book of 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, and verse number 18. And it reads, the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. This morning, I want to minister this morning just for a little while from the subject, the God class. The God class. Call your friend, call your neighbor, call your coworker, and let them know that Elder Danny Purnell is on the air. And I just want to minister a little while from the subject, the God class. Each and every one of you today that are listening, I challenge you to come into the knowledge of Jesus Christ. To know Christ, beloved, is not just to come to church. It is not just to give to the poor. To know Christ is not to keep all of his commandments. But to know Christ is to know him in the power of his resurrection. When you come into the knowledge of Jesus Christ and what he accomplished for you at Calvary, you can walk in the God class. You will no longer walk in the man class, because you will understand that what you have as a result of Jesus Christ dying and being risen from the dead, you have power, you have authority through the Holy Ghost. When I speak of the cross of Christ, I'm not speaking of the wooden being, but I'm talking about what happened at Calvary. There was an event that took place, and during that event, Jesus won victory over the devil. There are several things that I want to deal with today, because many, though we have heard it, have not yet truly received it. Understand, Galatians, Paul speaks and he says that Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law. So I want you to understand the first thing that the law made happen was a curse, and that curse was death. Remember in the garden, the moment Adam sinned, he was separated from God. and united with the devil. And I want to let you understand that any time you are not in God's kingdom, you're automatically in the devil's kingdom. Yeah, you don't need an invitation to come to the devil's kingdom, because the scripture lets us know, amen, that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Well, why is that, Brother Preacher? Well, if I can just give you a little history, understand something about a tree. Adam was the first fruit of that tree. And because of what he did, Satan knew that all those fruits that would come after Adam would be after that same kind. Yeah, that's why he got him to sin, because if you look at a tree, that apple tree is only going to produce apples. Orange tree only going to produce oranges. And so once the first man, he had the spirit of man. And once he sinned, the devil knew that all other men that would come after him would also be sinners. So he was separated from God, because God is light. And whenever there is no light there, darkness is automatically there. You ain't got to invite darkness. Darkness is automatically where there is no light. But due to Adam, mankind became sinners and became children of the devil. So Jesus had to come. And I want to let you know that he wasn't a part of the tree of Adam, because he was not just man, but he was man and God. And so now this fruit was without blame. He was not just the second Adam, but he was the last Adam. Glory to God. And so now all those who get born again, who have the spirit of Almighty God, who has the God spirit. Adam had men walking in the man class, but Jesus Christ turned around and put us in the God class. Now, all those who are born again, you must be born again of the water and of the spirit. And the Holy Ghost, he will seal you until the day of redemption. Now, understand, people, that you can't do anything except you first believe. You got to believe in what he did. And that's where faith comes into play. And through your faith in him, God has called you righteous. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we may be made the righteousness of God in him." I thank God that I was saved, baptized, and filled with the Holy Ghost. And a lot of times when I invite people to church, you know the first thing they do? They begin to tell me about all of their wrong. See, they still think and walk like they're in the man class. They begin to tell me about their habits, about their addictions. And because they still look at this walk with God as a works-based walk, they feel that they're not ready. And understand that if we live in that type of mentality, we'll never be ready. Because understand that man will always fail. Man, the Bible says, a just man falleth seven times. I know religion wants you to think you'll never mess up. Once you get saved, boy, you will never make no mistakes. The devil is a liar. And if we keep preaching that, our young people are going to stay missing out of our churches. If we keep preaching that, my generation, I'm talking as a 23-year-old preacher, will not receive the gospel, because that gospel is a false gospel. But I want you to understand that God says your sins and your iniquities will I remember no more. So it's going to take you coming to God. It's going to take you having a repentant heart and give every addiction, give every habit to God, and he'll cleanse you and wash you. But understand, people, that works is not the standard. If that's the case, Jesus would have never came. But when Adam sinned and man was separated from God, the curse that was upon man, Jesus had to remove it. So he came and he redeemed us back to God. And if we put our faith in him and what he accomplished, we can have victory. For Romans 14:23 says, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. And what that means? That means you don't have to go to hell. All you got to do is get a little faith. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God has rescued you from the bondage of sin. If you ask some people today if they're going to heaven, I've heard folks say, I sure hope I am. People, that's not faith. Faith is not hope. Let me tell you something. I don't hope I'm going to heaven. I know I'm going. And how do you know that? I know because Jesus has made me righteous in the eyes of God. Now, understand that anything righteous can't go to hell. Hello? But not only did he redeem us from that unrighteous state of spiritual death, but he redeemed us from the curse of sickness and death. See, that was a threefold curse that came upon you. Sickness, death, or poverty. And I'm going to deal with these. Not only did he just deliver us from spiritual death, which is to be separated from God, but he delivered us from sickness. Jesus was beaten so you can be healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, who his own self bare our sins in his body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Every sickness that was upon the body of Jesus, you don't have to deal with it. He bare every sickness that we know in that body. Cancer, he had it. AIDS, it was upon that body. High blood pressure, it was upon that body. Stroke, coronavirus, he had it all, and because he had it, you don't have to have it. He paid the debt for your healing. And now every time the devil wants to tell you that you're sick, you got to remind him of your faith in Christ. You got to remind God even of his word. Lord, you said I'm healed. I remember as a young boy, the doctor tried to tell me I was a diabetic. But I went to church, y'all. And I got in the prayer line, and my grandfather, my pastor, Bishop Willie Butler Sr., he didn't know nothing, but he looked at me and he prophesied to me, and he said, the Lord said you were sick and he healed you. Y'all, only God can do such a thing. I went back to the doctor, and there was no sign of diabetes in my blood sugar. Somebody said, won't he do it? Now, let me tell you something. When God healed me, I didn't really get healed at the moment that he spoke it to me. The truth is, I was already healed in eternity. But what was in the faith realm had to manifest in the natural realm. God healed me at Calvary. The preacher laid his hands upon me in faith, but God healed me at the cross. When he paid for my healing. So you got to declare I'm healed. And now, today, people all across the world, I'm coming for your pastors. I'm coming for your leaders. They're running around here scared of a virus. All that tongue talking that y'all been doing. I know I can't say it in folks' pulpit, but I'm glad I'm on the air now. We speaking in tongues and have no faith. We casting out devils and have no faith. What's going on with the church? I heard somebody make the statement the other day that God shut down the church. Oh, no, he didn't. Liars shut down the church. Weak preachers shut down the church. People that have not been fasting and praying and seeking God shut down the church. And the Lord began to let me know that this was a testing time for the body of Christ. I want to let you know, people of God, that we've not yet seen the end. Oh, this mass epidemic is just training grounds. Somebody asked me, are you saying that you should never wear a mask? That's not what I'm saying. That is not what I'm saying. I didn't forget about the mask. I forget it every time I go somewhere. But what I'm telling you is that we got to stand for God. And if we don't stand for God, we'll fall for sin. Let me say that again. If you don't stand for God, you'll fall for sin. But we've been justified, people. And so we don't have to wonder whether God's going to heal us. I've heard people preach all types of things. God may not heal you because of the sin you did. And he may be whooping you. The devil is a liar. Prove that with the Bible. God said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. It is the thief that come to steal, kill, and destroy. God ain't got to teach me no lesson with sickness. See, that's man knowledge. Man like to do stuff like that. God don't think like that. God said, above all things, I wish that you would prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. So even when we see sickness or judgment come upon people, this is the enemy working. Many times God allows the devil to do what he wants to do so that our faith may be tested and tried. But God is not trying to teach us anything. God taught us what he needed to teach us through Jesus Christ. Oh, you don't believe me? Acts, the 10th chapter. Say how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And he went about doing good, healing all them that were sick and oppressed of the devil. You heard what I said? They were oppressed of the devil. That's right. It was the devil that oppressed them. It was the devil that made them sick. It was the devil that gave them counsel. And I want to speak to somebody that's listening. You're in Rapides General Hospital right now, and sickness is upon your body. Hallelujah to God. Don't you dare open your mouth another time and blame God for it, but begin to open your mouth and use your God-given authority and say, in the name of Jesus, this sickness must leave. This disease must leave. This cancer must leave. This high blood pressure must leave. You're a speaking spirit. Death and life is in your tongue. If you say it, you can have it. God has redeemed you from the curse of sickness. Some would even go as far as saying, I will be healed if it's the Lord's will. That type of mentality is not faith. I don't have long. I must hurry along. But I want to let you know, you can see the will of God when you look at Jesus. Everybody Jesus came in contact with, he healed. So I don't have to wonder the will of God when it relates to my healing. I can just look at Jesus. God want me healed. God would not anoint Jesus to heal people and then turn around and tell me, oh, it's not my will for you to be healed. No, 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 no. But not only did he redeem us from sickness, but he redeemed us from the curse of the law of poverty. And I want to say this. And I pray you're listening. Poverty would come upon those that did not obey the commandments. There were thousands of them. The law was full of rules and regulations. I'm going to deal with that next week because some of y'all churches are still in law. I know you're listening to me. Man could not keep it. The law was just a schoolmaster. But no man was justified by the law in the sight of God. That's why Paul said, it's evident that the just shall live by faith. So understand that God has delivered you from that curse of poverty. So I know we have people that call themselves walking in humility when they say stuff like, oh, yeah, I'm living on this little fixed income, and the Lord been good to me. I ain't going to never have much more, but I just go to heaven with what I got. Well, that's good for you, but that's not New Testament theology. That's not New Testament teaching. I'm telling you that you've been redeemed from the curse of poverty, and I'm telling you I'm not going to live on no fixed income. I'm telling you that God got money. If he got to go and make a fish, give it to me. God does not want you poor. He has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Stop accepting that you're going to be on a fixed income. Every time I would come back to Louisiana, and y'all, I've lived some everywhere, just trying to feel the pulse of God. And growing up in the church, God has allowed me to see so many things in different areas, many different denominations. I've seen different things. But every time I would come home to Louisiana, when I began to think like a man and not like I'm in the God class, I would always say, boy, there's a spirit of poverty here, and I ain't never got no money. Let me tell y'all something. When I moved back here this time, I have not one time missed a bill payment. I'm not bragging on me, but I'm telling you I'm in the God class. God does not want you out here begging. God does not want you out here broke. Any job you want, God will give it to you. I say any job you want, God will give it to you. I started making what I was making in a month in 1 week. Don't tell me about God. And people will try to make you have the mentality, oh, you don't need all of that. But I heard Proverbs 13:22 say, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children. Now, that's a good man. And look what it says. And the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. In other words, God want to get the body of Christ some money. If we get money, we'll take over. You know the reason why we can't do a lot of stuff? Because we ain't got no money. We still listening to people that was born in 1800, and they didn't have much because that was the time they were living in. But this is 2021. And if we don't learn to move how God wants to move and walk in the blessings of God, we will stay stagnant and never be able to go to the next level. God does not want you broke, black folks. I know what happened back in the day and what they took from you, and you just grateful you got anything, and I'm grateful too. Oh, I thank God for when I had to work Pizza Hut. I thank God when I had to drive for Domino's. I provided for my little family just off that. But I sure thank God when I start making six figures a year too. Let me tell you, I didn't been broke, and I didn't had money. And I sure felt a lot better when I had money. So God don't want you broke. Stop saying it's okay if I struggle. Let me tell you something. You don't have to struggle. I know God will be with you, but you don't have to stay thinking like you in the man class. Get everything they want to give you. Take it all. Stimulus one, stimulus two, stimulus three. Pay your tithes off of it now. Because, see, the only way you're going to walk in wealth is to give. Hello, somebody. See, God then redeemed you from the curse, so you don't have to be cursed. But if you want to walk in the abundance, you got to stop thinking that giving $100 is a lot of money. Hello, somebody. I was on the phone with a preacher the other day, and the Lord said, give him $300. And I gave the man $300. And somebody called me, said, Rev, I got $1,000 for you. And I didn't try to act, oh, you brother, you sure you want to give it to him? Oh, no. Come on, brother. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for obeying God. Why? Because I'm in the God class. My spirit is ruling and reigning. My spirit is one with Jesus Christ. You don't believe me? 1 Corinthians 6:17. So he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. I'm one spirit with Christ. I'm a spirit. I got a soul, and I live in a body. But my spirit is of God. Now, there's one Almighty God. I'm not the Almighty, but I'm his child. And I want you to just understand something. Because you, if you read the word, what Jesus said, you'll understand what he meant. If my daddy is God Almighty, and dogs make dogs, cats make cats, pigs make pigs, then you'll understand what Jesus said in John 10 and 34. Jesus answered and said unto them, because they here they were trying to talk about Jesus, say, he being a man, make yourself God. He looked at him and said, have you not read in your law? I said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But some of you will never be able to receive that because you're trying to get it in the flesh. Jesus was Mary boy according to the flesh, but he was God Almighty according to the Spirit. And your spirit has become one with Jesus Christ. That's why you can cast out devils. That's why you can rule and reign over sickness and disease, because you are no longer in the man class, but you've been promoted to the God class. We have our natural body, and that body is not redeemed. But I want to let you know that you are saved. You are one with Christ. The body of Jesus was called Jesus, but the name didn't belong to that body. It belonged to his spirit, because he got his name from his Father. Hello, somebody. Did he not say, I come in my Father's name? I'm going to read one more scripture, and I'm going to get out the way. Ephesians 1 and 18, it says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of your calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance is in the saints. You have an inheritance, people of God, and you got it through Jesus Christ. You are his body. Oh, I want to go so much deeper. But you've been on breast milk so long, it'll be hard for you to yet bear his meat. Think on the things in which I have said, that you may understand that I no longer have to think like a man, but I've been promoted to the God class. God bless all of you that are listening, who have listened to this broadcast. Again, this is Elder Danny Prenell Jr. You can reach me at phone number 317-625-0594. Again, you can reach me at 317-625-0594. God is in love with you. God is concerned about you. God is looking for you to come back to him. He don't have to whoop you to do it, because it's the goodness of God that leadeth men to repentance. Again, this is Elder Danny Prenell. You can reach me at 317